So, unless you've been living under a rock this last week, you'll probably be aware of a thing called Buzz, which is Google's social networking offering, or latest social networking offering, available to Gmail users. It's kind of a rich Twitter feed of all your Google contacts and what they've been up to around the web. It's kind of cool. But there's also been some problems with it. This is not so much to do with the product itself, which is pretty slick, more to do with the assumptions that Google has made when activating this product. First of all, it's available for all Gmail users, and I understand it's active by default. I haven't been able to check this, of course, because I clicked on the Buzz icon rather than just Gmail straight away. And what it does is it automatically follows all the contacts that you have previously emailed, or the ones that Google thinks are most active. On the surface, this seems pretty fine. However, it's starting to come to light that maybe this was not such a good idea. There've been quite a few cases that I've read, one notably, where people have been put in contact with people that they may not want to be. Abusive ex-partners, or exes in general, or if you're a journalist, sources, or if you're looking for a new job, people you are contacting about a new job. And this is all advertised by default publicly on your Google profile. Not a lot of attention is drawn to this, but this is kind of a problem and sort of highlights sort of a kind of casual disregard to your privacy. And for me, it kind of draws, sort of underlines a lot of the problem with using various cloud-based services, internet services. They are very handy, but and something I've spoken about before on a number of occasions, what you're essentially doing is you're giving your keys to someone else, and you've kind of got to trust them that they're not going to do something either malicious or, as in this case, rather unfortunate based on a faulty assumption. This is why I run my own email server for one thing, and I use cloud services, of course I do, but I'm pretty careful about what I do with them. And I always make the assumption that anything that I put on the internet is public information, even if I set it as private. And I try and keep a maxim that, never put anything on the internet you wouldn't be happy to see on a billboard. But this is rather problematic. This particular Google case is rather problematic, and I'm not entirely sure what they plan to do with it, because this tiny assumption, probably perfectly innocently made, maybe they didn't give much thought about it, has the power to really wreck people's lives. And I hope people will learn the lessons of this. And if you're using Google Buzz yourself, or have a Google account, or any account, Facebook or whatever, that you will consider what would happen if the information you're putting on there is shared. Would it cause you problems? Anyway, I'm reaching the end of my time on here, so I will sign off and let you get back to your lives. Ta-da.